Okay, we'll start here on the top of Kuf Bet Amud Aleph. It's 11 lines down. I'm a Ravashi. Now, Ravashi is coming over here to address what we've spoken about in Rabbi Shimon. We had an issue that Rabbi Shimon believes, kolo omed liftot kipadui dami, and therefore he has the opinion that when it comes to the Parah Aduma, for instance, you could be poder afilu al marachata, because of this idea that you had the opportunity to be poder, therefore it's as if it's nifdeh. So the Gemara wanted to extend that and said, well, if that's the case, then we could say kolo omed izrok, Kizuruk dummy. Anything that has the dumb gold is as if it was sprinkled. And therefore, why do you have this problem with Tumat Ochlim? Tumat Ochlim, you had Shata Kosher. You had a time where it could have been Zrikat Adam. The Gemara had to come up with all sorts of scenarios to answer that problem. For instance, Balan, instead of saying that it really was Lino, it was a case where he did it so late in the day that he couldn't do Zrikat Adam. Case of Pigul, it's not a case where it was Pigul Bezrika, but rather Pigul Beshchita. So it never had a Shata Kosher. The Gemara had to reinterpret all the Sulim that we're talking about here with regards to Rabbi Shimon, because otherwise, we should say, kol omed lizrok kizorok dami. Ravashi, and we'll see as Rav Nachman come along and have a different approach here, which is, I'm Ravashi, I'm read to the Shemaita Kamei Rav Nachman. I said over this whole memra in front of Rav Nachman, and he said to me, I feel tema lan mamash, atima pigo bezriko. We can go back to the original way we thought, which means lan means really literally being lan, not that we're at the end of the day and he can't do zrika, but rather it was laved overnight. And also by pigo, what pigo can be by zrika, not by shkita. Di boi parik omar, because we do say the principle of haro, but we don't say iboi havizorik lo amrinan. We don't say kolomed lizrok kizorok dami. What's the difference between them? Rashi claims over here the mechuser p'diya alav kemasei dami. P'diya is not a mechuser masei because it's dvarim ba'almaninu. It's just a manner of speech, meaning that you just have to say I'm poded on this money. There's no activity. There's no active masei that you have to do with this object in order to get it to be nifde. All you have to do is say I'm being poded it, and then it happens. On the other hand, when you say zrika. Zriko is an action that needs to be taken. So there we don't say, oh, if it could have been Zaruk, then we say, oh, it's as if he did that action. That's not the case. He didn't do the action, so if he doesn't do the action, there's a failure over here. Well, once you do that, now you eliminate the problem that we had before in the previous staff, which is, before we had the problem, if you extend Rabbi Shimon's principle about P'diya to Zrika, all of a sudden, then everything becomes, had a shata kosher to it, because you could have, oh, made the Zrok, Zorok Dami. They say, Rabbi Shimon doesn't apply that principle. Shimon doesn't believe, Kol made the Zrok, Zorok Dami. He only believes, Kol made Liftot, so now the Gemara challenges this. Anything that had a point in time where the Kohanim had a right to it, there is no Me'il in it. Anything that never had a Shat Heter the Kohanim, then has Me'ilah. In order for Me'ilah to disappear, basically the Kedushah has to be removed. If Kedushah is removed, once the Kohanim can get access to it. If the Kohanim get access to it, it's no longer Kodesh in the sense that you can have Me'ilah in it. If the Kohanim cannot get access to it, then it remains in its state where the Kedusha causes Me'ilah to be there. If you get Hana from it, then you're going to have to pay. Ve'ezu shat heter the Kohanim. When does that happen? Shalana v'shini meit v'shiyatza. Our assumption here is you have the Dam and the Basar sitting in front of you. They did Shkita, the animal's Dam and Basar sitting here. And they didn't have a chance to do Zrika to Dam. And there was Lina, it was left overnight. The Basar and Dam were left overnight. Shinit meit, or they became Tamei. Oshiyatza, or they went outside of the confines in which they are designated the Azara. So that means that it had Shat Heter LeKohanim. What do you mean Shat Heter LeKohanim? Kohanim can't eat this yet. So what do you think? What's the implications from this in the Braita? Kolomei Dizrok Kizorok Dami. The reason that when the Basar and the Dam are laying around and they're left overnight, that's called Shat Heter, is because there was an opportunity to do Zrikat Adam. Same thing with Nitmeit. It became Tamei, so now you can't do Zrikat Adam. But there was an opportunity before they became Tamei, and the same thing with Yotzei. Vezihi Shalohei Tala Shat Heter LeKohanim. What's a period of time where I never had Shat Heter LeKohanim? That is Shenitcha Chutz L'Zmanah V'Chutz L'Mkomah. That is, he has Machshav V'Pigul, or he does it with a Machshav of Chutz L'Mkomah. V'Shekiblu P'sulim, that P'sulim did the Kabbat Adam, or Zakuat Dama. Again, we learned this in Zvachim, whether it means and or. They did the Zrikat Adam. So all of these items, there's a P'sul, an inherent P'sul, which never allowed it to get to the point where there was any Heter LeKohanim. On the other hand, the first case is true. They we never had a Heter LeKohanim, but there was an opportunity in the process to get to Heter LeKohanim. But that's based on the principle of Kol Amid Lizrok Kizaruk Dami. So that says Ketani Mia Reisha Shalana V'Shinit Meit V'Shiyatzah to my love Lona Mamash. If that tehillah was left over literally, v'hachi di ba'ibi zarekhu. And the reason that it's working over here is because we say Kol Amid Lizrok Kizaruk Dami Viktani, and then it says Dein Molin. So then it says you don't have any me'ilah. So the same should be true over here by our case of Tumat Ochlim. Tumat Ochlim, it should be the same thing. If Zakol Omeid Lizrok Zorok Dami, it means it had a shat, had there a shat kosher, where you could have become the ochel, or would have been classified as ochel, or it would have been het to the kohenim, because you could have done zrika, that should be enough. And then you should have tumat ochlim, and then you're exempt from meila. It says, lo, let me explain it to you. It's re'uya letzeit, ve'ye'uya letamei. There's the next words here, rulalin, the Rashi, and the Tosvot, and the Shittu Mekubezit, all eliminate that from the girsa. Afterwards, they bring an alternative girsa that includes it. So we'll go first with the one that does not include it, which is, so re'uya letzeit, ve'ye'uya letamei. What we're saying here is really this happened after Zrikat Adam, the case where it is Re'uya Letzeit and Re'uya Letamei. Meaning there's no other psul here besides the ability for it to become Pasul Behotza'ah or to become Pasul Bitum'ah. Well, what's that case? That's a case of Lona. Well, what's Lona? Lona, if there was Lina before there was Zrikat Adam, then it's not Re'uya Letzeit and not Re'uya Letamei because there's another psul there. The psul is that it was left overnight. The Basar and the Dam were left overnight. So that Lina overnight of the Basar and the Dam already make it Pasul before you can have any problem of Letzeit or Letamei. So no, what we want is a case where it's Re'uya Letzeit and Re'uya Letamei. When does it become Re'uya Letzeit? Does Yotzi become a problem? When does it become Re'uya Letamei when Tum'ah becomes a problem? That's after Zrikat Adam. So the answer to the Gemara in essence is, this is all after Zrikat Adam. The problem of Lino is after they did Zrikat Adam, and then it was Lan. After they Zrikat Adam, then it became Tamei. After they Zrikat Adam, then it became, it had a problem with Tza'ah. Again, not literally that it had a problem with Tza'ah, but it means Re'uya Letzeit, Re'uya Letamei, which means it reached the point in the process where Tumah and Yitziah could really have an impact on it. What's that? That's after Zrikat Adam. There was no other psul here. There was no other psul. If you have a psul in the Zrikat Adam already, then there's a separate issue. Or Lina in the Basar Adam, then you already have a separate psul which doesn't allow you to reach Hotza'ah or Tum'ah in order for it to become problematic. So Gemara's answer in essence is that it's after Zrikat Adam. You thought that we're talking about before Zrikat Adam and you're going to have to use the principle of Korei Lizrok Kizaruk Dami. That's not the case. There was actually Zrikat Adam over here. There was literal Zrikat Adam. Since there was literal Zrikat Adam, now we're talking about a case after Zrikat Adam. Of course it has Shata Kosher, because it had Zrikat Adam. True. Now it's no longer good, because it had Yitziah, it had Tumah, it had Lina, but that's all after the fact. It had a Shata Kosher because of the Zrikat Adam. So that will work with Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman now, because Rashi and Rav Nachman agree, if you did do Zrikat Adam, that there is a Shata Kosher, everybody agrees that. They're just saying we don't say as if. We don't say as if there was Zrikat Adam, and this Brayta also is not saying that anymore. So that's the first girsa. The other girsa includes Ve'ra'oi Lalun. Tosus gives an explanation which I think does not make sense, because he says Ve'ra'oi Lalun over here is a case of Kol Amid Lizrok Kizorok Dami, and it's clear that the Gemara is not in that direction. The Shita Mekubetzet, when he gives the explanation, it seems he's giving the Shita of Tosus, does not explain it that way, and explains it along the lines of Rashi, which to me makes a lot more sense. Rashi gives a second girsa, which says Rulalun Klomar. This Nizrak Adam Ksheira Belopsu. All it means is that it's Re'uya Letzeit, Re'uya Letamei, or Re'uya Lalun. Just the same principle, but we have it even with Lina, which is that basically it's kosher. The animal was totally kosher, and now it has the ability to become psul in all these items. It's not that any one of these items was the psul. In the first scenario, we said, the psul was Lina, but it was a psul of Lina when it was a case when it was Re'uya Letzeit and Re'uya Letamei. Alright, psul of Lina, when it could have become a problem of Tumah, could have become a problem of Yitziah, that's only after Zrikat Adam. The second interpretation just says that we take that for granted. That it's, everything is here is a case where it could become Tamei, could become Yitziah, could become Lina, and that's because the Zrikat Adam was already done. And there's potential of all of those problems coming up. Both girsa basically say it's after Zrikat Adam, that's how we solve the problem. So now Gemara says, Aval, Lina Mamash, had it been Lina Mamash, meaning the Lina happened before Zrikat Adam, the Basar of the Dam was left over, Mai, what would be the din? Hakanami Demalin, then it would have been Mila. So Gemara says, well, that doesn't make so much sense, because let's look at the principle established by the Braita. The principle in the Braita says, Kosha ya lo shat heter la koanim, Bechosha lo haita lo shat heter la koanim, which is written in the past tense, says something that did have heter la koanim, something that didn't have. So the way we're reading it should read like this: that for us it's not in potential. Now it should have been in the present tense, not in the past tense. So if you read it that it already happened, it had a possibility of heter koanim because the psul is here now, that it never had a point in time where it became heter. But that's not what we're saying. We're saying this is after Zrikat Adam. So if it's after Zrikat Adam, it's yesh lo shatet lekohanim, it actually had a shatet lekohanim. Ein malim ba b'chol she'ein la shatet lekohanim. If it never had a shatet, then it's malim ba. So the difference in the language should have been reflected here. If you're talking about before zrikat adam, you're talking about the potential that it could have had a shatet lekohanim. The first lashon makes sense then. Kol she'ein lo shatet lekohanim had a shatet lekohanim. At one point in time, it had a shatet lekohanim, which means, or the implications are that it could have had it. The way we're explaining it now is that it actually did have a shatet lekohanim. It really did have one. What does it mean? It really did have one. They did zrikat adam, and it really had a shatet lekohanim. It's not just in potential. It's actual. It came to fruition. They actually did have shatet lekohanim. And as Rashi reads it, shahaya lo shat heter, mashma shahaita lo shashi re'uya lahatira. That at a point in time when it could have become heter, not that it actually did become heter, as opposed to what we want to read now, which it should read, according to the way we're saying, yesh sha'at heter. Came and did his rakadam, yesh la shat heter. It actually did have a shat heter. So the difference is between, was it a shat heter but in potential? Which, or was it something that actually had a shat heter? The way we're reading it now, that's after zrikat adam, it actually did have a shat heter. The way the bright that reads, kosha haitalo, that at a point in time when it could have become heter, alam ravashi, this is the solution to the bright, mila atuma karamit. You're mixing and matching apples and oranges here. You're talking about mila, and we're talking about tuma tochlim. The din by tuma tochlim is going to be different than the din of mila. Mila mishum kedusha. Mila is about kedusha. It's about the removal of kedusha from the behema. The lam kedusha. Wait, once it's not kadosh, the butter the pakala, kedusha tei, but my hadra, rachvala. Once the kedusha leaves, you can't bring the kedusha back. Once the kedusha is already gone, it's gone forever, and you can't bring it back. On the other hand, tuma mishum uchla. Tuma is all about whether it's an ochel or not an ochel. V'lav uchlahi, and it isn't an ochel right now. Now the girsa here is a little bit messy. The Hagot of Bach wipes out the entire girsa. I'll just read it the way the Shita does, leaving out some of the words, which is kol hecha. In a case, the zarik le mishavi le uchla. If he actually did zrika, now it's ochel. If it's ochel, then it can be kabel tuma. Heicha, the lo zarikla. When a case we didn't do zrika, lo meshave ochla, but lo metame tumat ochlim. It never became an ochel, and therefore it's not metame tumat ochlim. When it comes to tumat ochlim, there's just one question. There's only one question you have to ask. Is it ochel, or is it not ochel? That's the only question you need to know. There's no such thing as potential ochel. Ochel either is ochel or not ochel, and the tuma will be reflected in that. So if it reaches the shat heter, then it was an ochel, and it can be mekame tumat ochlim, period. If it never reaches the shat heter, then it will not be to ochel, and therefore it's not tumat ochlim. That's the answer. By ochel, by tuma, there's no such thing as a kolam edi zrok kezorok dami, because potential is not enough. You need it to be ochel. If it's ochel, it's tame. It's not ochel, it doesn't mekabel tumat ochlim. On the other hand, by mi'ila has to do with kedusha. You have to reach a point in time where the kedusha is not necessarily associated with this animal anymore. That's true. When you say kolam edi zrok kezorok dami, you've already reached the point in time because of the potential zrika that could be done now, the animal's kedusha has already dropped. Since the animal's kedusha has already dropped because of the potential zrika that's being done, then there's no me'ila anymore. Even though the zrika was never affected. Even though the zrika never came to fruition. Nevertheless, once the kedusha drops, you can't replace it. You can't say, oh, the zrika wasn't done, now the kedusha comes back on. No. Since it reached the point in time where the zrika could have been done, that kedusha already dropped. Once that kedusha drops, it doesn't come back again. So I would have called it this way. One, it's a difference between something that is abstract versus something that is tangible. When you're talking about ochlim and tumat ochlim, that's all about the tangible reality here. Is this ochel or not ochel? When you talk about kedusha, kedusha is an abstract concept. That abstract concept of whether it is or isn't kedusha can be affected by also the potential. An abstract concept of kol zorak kuzorak dami. That can be affected by the potential to have zrika can take away the abstract kedusha that's there. Since it's not a tangible item that we're looking in front of us, and it can be affected by items in the potential. Meitevei. So now, based on this, hamevi asham talui. Someone brings an asham talui. Asham talui is brought when a person has a safek about an issue that if he knew for certain that he had done it, he would bring a chatat. The Hashem Talui is brought. Now, the Gemara Gita will discuss exactly what the scenario is. There, the Gemara has a machlok, is whether it has to be that you had a choice between items and you made the wrong choice over there, or you have a suffix because they were both sitting in front of you, or even when you have one item and you're not sure what that item is, whether it applies. Machlok is tanaim in the Mishnayot and Kritut. But assuming here he has a case where he brought an Hashem Talui. But then, no dolosh lo chatat. He figured out. He didn't make a mistake. He thought at one point that he had a suffix and he thought he had to bring an Hashem Talui. Then Pidomi figures out that he didn't do anything wrong. If he gets the clarification about what he ate. He realizes, he remembers, whatever it is, now he doesn't have to bring the Hashem Talui. Imagine lo nishkat. So before shkita the Hashem Talui, no dolo, he finds it out. It's Ibir Be'eder. Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it goes back home. It's chulin. The reason that he was makdishin because he thought he had a chait. Here, the whole reason went away. It's as if paka kedusha ta. It's gone. And therefore, you can just let it go back home. Chamim amrim. No, you're actually slave. Oh, he did. He was makdishin. Even though now he realizes it wasn't a chait. At the time that he did it, b'vtok shalibo nokfo, he had a guilty conscience. That guilty conscience pushed him to do a hekdesh. And that hekdesh is a real hekdesh. So he was makdishin with chalibo. So irash yistev him echer v'yipul damav ledavas. You sell it and you use the monies to bring a korban ledavah and olat ledavah.
Right now, it could be.
Has to be right now. We saw machlokas whether that means he as a yachid brings the olah or it goes to the tzibur. In general, we believe it goes to the tzibur and strapped into their coffers. Yakriv. Rabbi says no, go through with it. Even though, but he doesn't have a chait. Rabbi Elazar is the shita to and gemara and kritut. Rabbi Elazar says a person can bring an asham tului every day because if he didn't sin here, he did something else. He can always be mitnadev. There is such thing as a voluntary offering of an asham tului according to Rabbi Elazar. Mishnayot and kritut bring that opinion, and therefore over here too, yakriv. It's not this sin you did. Nobody's perfect, so you always have something that you get worried about. So bring an asham tului. Now mishin ishchat. Once already shchita took place, no dolo, he figured it out. You pour out the dam and the basar is nisraf, because here the shechita was done on the wrong premise. Nizrak the dam. On the other hand, if the dam was already nizrak, the basar yachel, the basar can be eaten.
This is the
shechita. So it's everybody but Rabbi Elazar. It's Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, where the shechita is already done. The shechita was done at a point in time where he thought it was still a good korban. Nizrak adam, ha basar yachel, the basar should be eaten. The Osi Omer, afilu adam bekos, even if the dam's in the kos, izarek, va basar yachel. Why should it be that you do that? Amarava, Rabbi Yossi, b'shita Rabbi Shimon. Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon. Amar kol amed lizrok kazorok dami. And anything that is amed lizrok kazorok dami. So what do you see here? Rava says that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Rabbi Shimon holds kol amed lizrok kazorok dami. That's exactly what Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman wanted to say that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold. He holds kol amed liftot kepodui dami, but does not hold of kol amed lizrok kazorok dami. Here we have an explicit statement by Rava that Rabbi Yossi is holding b'shita Rabbi Shimon. That is a kol amed lizrok kazorok dami. Where it says, "Meet Avatayma." Is that really the reason? Amri b'Marovo and Eretz Yisrael. They said, "Mishmei the Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina." Hainu time of the Rabbi Yosi. This is the real reason of Rabbi Yosi. Pasaver klisharet mekachina debsulim lechatchiloli karev. That klisharet is able to be mekadesh something that is pasul to put it on the mizbeach. Now, when we say klisharet, Rashi says she'enu psulim negamre. They're not totally pasul. Over here, we're not talking about a psul that's a real psul in the korban. It's that he figured out that he didn't have a chait. He already did the shechita. It's not a psul like pigol or lan or tuman. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something here where there's a technical problem. He didn't have a sin. So that's the psul over here. Here, the klisharik take over and they're mekadesh it to put it on the mizbeach. But he says, I'll hold like the shita Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanino, who says that Rabbi Yosi's shita is not like Rabbi Shimon. We don't have a problem. So then, Amalei Rav Ashi the Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi says, based on the first answer, that Rava said that kol amed lizrok kezorok dami, and that was what the position of Rabbi Yosi was premised on. He says, mita amar Rabbi Shimon kol amed lizrok kezorok dami. Then we could also say kol amed lizrok kezorok dami. Then anything that is ready to be saruf is also as if it was nisraf. So now notar upara mai mitamim tumat ochlim. How could notar ever become tamei b'tumat ochlim? And how could a para duma ever become tamei b'tumat ochlim? Afro ba'almaninu. They're as if they're ashes. If you say kol made these areif kisaruf dami, anything that in the end will end up being saruf is at the point in time, reach the point where it needs to be saruf, it's gone. So same thing by notar. You have notar, something that's left over. What's the end game for this? It's going to be nisraf. So then, how could you ever have a possibility of tumat ochlim? Because it's going to be, it has the potential to be nisraf. It was by the paraduma. It had the potential to be nisraf. It's as if it's saruf tami. So I'm like, hey, chibat kodesh machshar tam. You don't understand. The reason that there's tumat ochlim here is not because it's literally ochel. It's because chibat kodesh. You have this concept in kodesh that since there's such an affinity for kodesh, that brings upon it the possibility of tumah. Not because it's literally reached a point where it could become tameh, not because it's literally ochel, but chibat kodesh, just the fact that it's kodesh, we have such an affinity for kodesh, that elevated status of kodesh makes it that it becomes tameh even without it being an ochel.
We said 2 days ago, yesterday, about something that's more common as beach and things that are really bad, is like ochel.
Etzim and Levona, because of Chibat Kodesh, it makes them that they are brought with them a Kabbal Tuma, even though they're not brought with Achila. Exactly. It's a similar concept. Yeah, exactly that. So I'm going to review another Ravashni. He demands, Yolei Chibat Kodesh Lipsulei Digufe. Here the Girsa is also a bit messy. Let's call it here. If the Chibat Kodesh is enough to make it Pasul, is it really true that to make it tamei, to count one, two, meaning to One thing to make something pasul. It's another thing to make it tamei that it can also impose tumah on other things, that it can pass tumah forward, imbue tumah on other things, that it doesn't do. Kibat kodesh only has a certain ability. It has the ability to make the item that you're talking about pasul. It does not have the ability to make the item so tamei that now it has the ability to imbue tumah on other things. That it doesn't do. So where it says, tifshot, deboy resh lakish, sarid shal menachot, monim bo rishon v'sheni, oim bo monim rishon v'sheni. So tzarid shal menachot means a dry mincha. A dry mincha is here a case where it didn't get mixed in the shemen. Part of the soul didn't get messed into the shemen, so you have a dry part of the mincha. That dry part of the mincha, can it convey tumah rishon v'sheni? Because it's dry. It never reached the point of ochel, never got mixed with the shemen where it could be ochel. It's something that's not ra'i li'achila. But does it have it? So do we say chivat kodesh or not? So over there, kimi by the resh lakish, the oraita. Resh lakish has an oraita level. Does chivat kodesh work on a Torah level? That's his question. The kikam rinan over here, we're talking about on a derabonan level. We're talking about, sure, chivat kodesh works on a derabonan level. That's fine. Over there, you're lakish. Resh lakish is querying about the oraita level. Is there such a concept of Kibbutz Kodesh at the Doraita level? That's not a question. You can't answer from this the question. So we have here a situation where we say, first of all, we have a question on Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman, because we say all of a sudden we have a sheet of Rabbi Shimon that says, Kol Med Izrok Zorok Dami. That's based on this Mishnah about Hashem Taloi. The Mishnah about Hashem Taloi, we have Rabbi Yossi as a sheet that if the blood's in the cup, it's good. Go ahead. Go forward. You can eat the Hashem Taloi. Everything's good. But how come we didn't have Zrikan Adam yet? It says, well, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon, Kol Med Izrok Zorok Dami. And that will be an undermine the position of Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman, who say that Rav Shimon doesn't hold to that. We say, no problem. We have Marovah. We have the people in Eretz Yisrael. Explain Rav Yossi differently. Rav Yossi's Shita has to do with not the fact that it's Kolomei Dizro Kizorog Dami, but rather Kli Sharit Mekachim and Epsulim. Kli Sharit can work here, and they are able to make it Kadosh, even though it's Slumwet Pasul. So that's the reasoning behind Rav Yossi. Then Rav Ashi takes a step back and says, listen, according to the one who said that the Shita of Rav Yossi is premised on this idea that Rav Shimon holds Kolomei Dizro Kizorog Dami, so too, let's say Kolomei Dizro Kizorog Dami. And therefore, a paraduma or notar should never become tamei tumatochlim, because they're basically ashes. They're ready to be burnt. They're gone. So there should be no tumatochlim over here. We answer up and say, no, you don't understand. When it comes to this item over here, the reason that it has tumatochlim is because of chibat kodesh. Chibat kodesh comes and overrides this issue of it being ashes. Even though it's ashes, like they'd seem in the levona, even though they're not roi la'achila, chibat kodesh comes and makes them tamei. So that works over here. We're able to make them tamei. So then the Ravina comes along and says, wait a minute, why is that a solution? That Chibat Kodesh only has the power to make something pasul. It doesn't have to make power to make something tamei. Then what's the difference between the word pasul and tamei? Pasul means it's the end of the line. That item is problematic, but it can't affect other items. Tamei means it's tamei and it can convey that tumah to others. That doesn't work over here. Because Ravina says, if you believe that you can actually pass on tumah, it's not just pasul, but actually tamei and can convey tumah here, then you could have answered the question of Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish wanted to know what happens to the dry parts of a mincha. Can the dry parts of a mincha convey tuma or not convey tuma? That was his question. Can they become tamei to convey tuma? Are they only pasul? So we could answer. Ravina just told us the answer. The answer is that it only is pasul. It doesn't convey tuma. So it must be the case that Chibat Kodesh is only sufficient to get you to the point of pasul, but not to the point of tamei. And then we're back to square one. If that's the case, then that extension of Ravashi is a good question. Why is it? If you say, Gomei Dizrof Kizorof Dami, they should say, Kol Amoy Dizrof Kisaruf Dami, and then there should be no Tumat Ochlim in these items. Gomei says, no, the questions are on different levels. The question of Ravina is dealing with a Dirabonan level. When you're talking about a Dirabonan level, Chibat Kodesh can make it Tamei, but Resh Lakish is asking at the Doraita level. So we know that this Chibat Kodesh mi Doraita, but when we're talking about Kodshim and Tumat Dirabonan is a different issue. Even if you say it conveys Tumat, then Dirabonan, that's only a Dirabonan level, and you're not so rave things because of Tumat Dirabonan. When we're talking about a Doraita level, you're going to be Sarefit. That's a different question. If Chibat Kodesh works Doraita, that's a different question than whether it works on the Dirabonan level. Because even if you say it works on the Dirabonan level, that doesn't tell us whether it works on the Doraita level. If you have to say, get to the point where Kol Amid Lisrof Kisorof Dami, and it's still Tamei, that still doesn't answer the question of Resh Lakish. Because Resh Lakish is querying at the Doraita level, not at the Dirabonan level. Mishnah, Omer Arei Alai B'Machavat. So this is something we saw earlier in the Masechta. Omer Alai B'Machavat Ve'vi B'Machesheh, B'Machesheh Ve'vi B'Machavat. Someone who says, I'm going to bring a mincha machavat, instead he brings a machesheh. But he says, I'm going to bring a machesheh, and he brings a machavat. Mashi vi, 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 dei chavata lo yatsa. What he brought is a good mitzvah. It's as if he brought a new nidava, and he's not yotze. He has to bring his neder. He has to fill his neder. So if he says this specific solet or this specific item, I'm going to bring as a machavat veviva machajet, or machajet veviva machavat, or as if sula. So here he designated. He didn't just say I'm going to bring a korban. He didn't obligate the gavra to bring a korban. He made the chefetz something that must be brought in this manner. And if he doesn't bring in this manner, he's posel. Amar elai shnei astronot abibi kli achad. He says I'm going to bring two astronauts in one kli veviva shnei kelim, and he brought in two kelim instead. And he's thrown in each kli shnei kelim. On the other hand, he said I bring two astronauts. One he's thrown in each kli veviva kli achad. Then he brought in a single kli machay veviva. What he brought now is a new nidava. He still has the chiv on the gavra to bring what he said he was going to bring. Elu b'kli achad, if he again designates the chayfetz, says these will be brought in a single kli. These two astronauts will be brought in a single kli. Bevi b'shnei kelim, and then he brought in two instead. B'shnei kelim, he said these two astronauts will be brought in two kelim. Bevi b'kli achad, then instead he brought in one kli. Hare elu psulim, those are pasul. Why? Because again, the chayfetz he designated, he didn't do what he said. What he's going to do with the chayfetz? Hare alai shnei astronaut lavi b'kli achad. Again, he obligated himself to bring two astronauts in one kli. Bevi b'shnei kelim, and he brought in two kelim. Amrulo b'kli achad nedarta. Listen, you made your nether and you said one. Hikrivan, if he does go ahead and does it anyway, b'shnei kelim psulim. There they are pasul. B'kli achad, if he brings it in one kli, then they are kesherim. Harei alai shnei astronaut lavi b'shnei kelim. Bevi b'kli achad, now he brings it in one kli. Amrulo b'shnei kelim nedarta. You said you're going to bring it in two kelim. Hikrivan b'shnei kelim kesherim. If he does what he said, then it's good. Not no b'kli achad. If he mixes them together, then it's like two menachot that came together, and if he can be komets from one independent of the other, then it's a kosher mincha, otherwise it's not a kosher mincha. What's the difference between the case where they warn him and say, listen, this is what you made your neder or not? Because in the case where he doesn't say anything, we just assume he brought another nidava to the mikdash. We specified him and say, this isn't your neder. He should have responded and said, this isn't for my neder, this is for something else. The fact that he doesn't respond indicates that he thinks he's doing his neder, or minkayim his neder here, and that's why it's pasul. Why do we need two cases in the Mishnah? We had a case of machavat and machajet, and we had a case of shnei astronaut in kli echad and shnei astronaut in shnei kelim. Why do I need two cases? If you're just talking about machajet and machavat, mishum damer machavat, kamaita machajet, avahocha idi idi machavat. Over here, by the case of the shnei astronaut, where it's coming in a single kli, vidi vidi machajet, emir yedei yedero nami yotza. Let's just say that he's yotza also. What's the big deal? He said he's going to bring it in two kelim, one kli. Why does that make a difference? He brought in a machavat. He said he's going to bring a machavat. He did it in the end. Two kelim, one kelim. What's the big deal? V'yishmin and hach. If you'd only told him about the idea of two kelim versus one kli, shum to call polyglo. He's splitting up the mincha. He says he's bringing one big mincha of two astronauts. Instead, he brings the two small ones of one astronaut each. Of a hotum glo polygbay, ema lo tzricha. Over there, he's not making a difference. He didn't split it up. He's bringing his isaron. If he brings a machavat or machesha, why should it make a difference? He brought the korban. He said he was going to bring. He brought a korban mincha. Okay, what pan he brought it in? No big deal. So tzricha, therefore, we need to tell you both of them. Both instances, he's not yotze his neder. Whether he switches the kli, or he switches whether it's two kelim or one keli, in all these cases, he's not yotze the day neder. Tana banan. Mashevi hevi, bidei nidro lo yatza. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afidei nidro yatame yatza. He's also yotze the day nidro, because Rabbi Shimon believes that kviyata demano love klumhu. That when you put it, the kli has no impact over here. The korban is all associated with the amount, size of the mincha, not the kli in which it's brought. And never machavat, marcheshet, kliyachat, shnei kelim, none of that is male omorid. Okay, zula aviva machavat, vatanya lo kidshum klisharet. The Braita is suggesting that klisharet has no impact on the mincha. That means that even once it's put into a klisharet, it can still be changed. You can move it around, you can change it. So why is there a psul created here by placing into machavat or marcheshet? The mincha can still be switched around. It really has no impact on the mincha. So marbai lo kidshum likarei, lo kidshum likpasil. That the klisharet by the mincha, they do have an impact to make them pasul. I mean, if you brought the wrong neder, or you've done the wrong thing over here, you split them up into two kelim. That's enough to be puselet. But the karev, lo kichum li karev, they're not kodesh in order that you can be makriv them on the mizbeach. Klisharet don't have the effect of making everything kosher, but they do have the impact of saying you can't switch the mincha anymore. So if you did something wrong now, it already made it pasul and you can't go back on what you said before. So Rabbi Eloshan, who elishik kavan b'shad neder. It's only true when he designates that he's going to bring a machavat or marcheshet at the time of the neder. But if he already took his neder, I'm going to bring a mincha. Then later, at the time he's separating, he's saying, I'm going to put this This is a machavat. That doesn't make a difference. Lo malav lo morid, because it says kasher nadarta, but lo kasher afrashta. You have to keep your word from the time you made the nether, not from the time that you did the afrasha. You can't imbue it now with a new restriction. The original nether is that I'm going to bring a mincha. Now you can't start making all these other restrictions on it. It's only when he designated them at the time of nether. B'shat afrasha. The designation was at the time of the afrasha. I mean, they said machavat machesh at the time of afrasha. Lo kasher nadarta, but lo kasher afrashto. It has to do with the designations at the time of nether, not the time of afrasha. Okay, we'll stop over here.